Hello, Olentangy. This is Krista Davis, Olentangy's Chief Communications Officer, and this is our final episode of our podcast for the 2023-24 school year. A few of our wonderful elementary media specialists have put their minds together and are sharing fun ways to incorporate reading and literacy-based activities into your summer break.
Hello, everyone. My name is Beth Van Kan, and I am the school librarian at Johnny Cate Corners Elementary School. And along with some of my amazing fellow Olentangy Elementary School librarians, we host a podcast called What to Read Next. And today, there are four of us here to share some ideas for our libraries or from our libraries about elementary and middle school students and how they can stay engaged in learning with some fun summer reading ideas and other creative activities. And now today's other guests are going to introduce themselves.
Hi, my name is Laura Lofbaum, and I'm the library media specialist at Walnut Creek Elementary, and this was my 18th year at that school.
Hello, I'm Amy Birchnell. This is my first year as a librarian at Heritage Elementary. Prior to that, I taught fourth grade at Glen Oak for 18 years, and I'm also the parent of two students in the district.
Hi, I'm Heather Savage. I'm the library media specialist at Tyler Run Elementary, and this is I've been there more than a decade, and I've been a library media specialist more than two decades.
So I should let you know that I was a middle school school librarian in Virginia for 6 years, and then I've been at Johnny Cate Corners Elementary as the librarian for 2 years. So we are here today to talk about summer learning. And so to get started, let's talk about why is it important for students to do activities like reading to stay engaged in learning for the summer?
Well, summer is the perfect time for students to relax, and I know my kids love to get their screen time. Hopefully, they play outside and enjoy some free time. It can also lead to the summer slide. Summer slide's the common name for a well-documented regression in academic proficiency due to that summer break, and that slide kind of hinders the progress when they return to school in the fall.
So studies all the way back from the 1990s started talking about the summer slide, and more recent studies have said students in third through fifth grade can lose almost 20% of their school year learning. So we are here with activities and ideas to not let that happen. So Laura, can we start with you?
Sure. So one of my favorite things to do in the summer with my family is to go on road trips. And I think a road trip with the family is a great time to listen to audiobooks, which is also happens to be my favorite way to experience a book. And so I wanted to talk to you all about two books that I think make for great family listening and on a road trip. The first is a book called The Wild Robot by Peter Brown. And there are three books in the series. The first one is just The Wild Robot. It's the story of a robot named Roz who shows up on a wild island off the coast of somewhere unnamed. We can't really tell where it is, but there's pine trees, there's moose, there's all kinds of animals. And Roz has been programmed to learn about how to survive from her surroundings. And so she shows up on this island after a shipwreck and washes ashore, and some curious little otters turn her power button on. So as she kind of comes to life, she takes time to then learn from her surroundings about how to survive on this wild island. She forms very strong connections with a lot of the animals there. She herself is a very lovable character. The Wild Robot chapters are very short, which, so if you're reading it, I think that's a really great thing to keep you going. You can read a chapter in a page or two, and then you just want to jump right into the next. And listening to it is a great way to experience the book, too. Although I will say that there are some illustrations throughout, so you may want to have a hard copy of the book, too.
Laura, this reminds me, or a question I have for you, is wouldn't this book make a great movie?
This would make a great movie. Somebody should, oh, they are making that. DreamWorks has has created a movie for The Wild Robot. It's coming out in September. You can see the previews now, the trailer now, and it looks fantastic. We were actually lucky enough to have Peter Brown visit with our school this past spring. And so our Walnut Creek is all hyped up about The Wild Robot, but everybody should be because it looks like a great, great story. And it's definitely a great series of books.
And so The Wild Robot, the publisher recommends that for grades 3 to 7. But the wonderful thing about Peter Brown with our younger students and for family reading, we have Creepy Carrots.
Yes.
Creepy Pair of Underwear.
Creepy Crayons.
Creepy Crayons. Yes. So that's a fun thing with that author as well.
And I can say that our second grade teachers across the board read this to their classes and it was beloved. So I think even maybe a little younger than third grade.
Thank you. And did you have some other audiobooks there and a recommended way to listen to them?
Sure. So the other one I wanted to recommend is called Insignificant Events in the Life of a Cactus. And this is also middle grade, I'd say probably fourth through eighth grade. But again, my whole family listened to it together and enjoyed it. It's by Dusty Bowling, and it is the story of a girl named her name is Avon Green, and she was born with no arms. And she has kind of a really good sense of humor about it. She has come to terms with it. She's learned to do everything fantastically with her feet, including play guitar and play soccer. And in this book, her dad takes a job running an old rundown amusement park in like feels kind of like the Wild West, even though it's set in modern day. It's called Stagecoach Pass. And so she has to move and then learn how to fit in and feel comfortable in a new school. So that's kind of the struggle in the story, but she does make some great friends. It's a great friendship book. There's a good mystery that gives her some clues about her past that you get to uncover as you read this book. And this and The Wild Robot I listened to through an app from our public libraries called Libby that is free for anybody with a library card to download.
And the great thing about that is parents can extend that digital citizenship. So when we talk about apps and going online, of course, the students need to have their parents' assistance with that. And what a wonderful time to have those conversations about choosing and checking and asking for permission when it's time to look at apps and use those for learning or entertainment. So, Laura, what wonderful books. Thank you. Amy, I know you brought some great ideas, too.
Yeah, well, speaking of the public library, they are a wealth of resources available for all of us from our very own homes, or you can even visit the library to get resources. Not only does the Delaware County District Libraries have great summer programming, including summer reading programs and puppets and magic shows and animal visits, but they also have some resources you may not know about. Using your library card, you have access to so many of these resources. Middle grades can and teens can enjoy something called Creative Bug, which is an inspirational resource for crafters and makers. They have arts and craft videos, classes taught by experts. It's kind of like Pinterest, but a lot safer for your kids, so a site that you can trust. For the younger kids, ABC Mouse is free with your library card as well, and that was designed by experts in early childhood education. The curriculum has reading, math, science, social studies, art, and music for ages 2 through 8. Don't forget about those ebooks too. I know you mentioned the audiobooks available at the Delaware County Library, but you can also get ebooks on the MyOLSD portal. There's a link there with the ebook library from the Delaware County District Library. And don't forget to turn on kids mode. They do have lots of books and music and videos for adults and people of all ages, but they have a handy little switch where you can turn on kids mode, and then it limits what your kids can get access to. Finally, Luke Bentley, the children's librarian at the Liberty Branch, wanted me to remind our listeners that all the branches have family board games they can check out, which is a great way to keep our minds active using all that critical thinking over the summer when we play games with our families.
So Amy mentioned curriculum with ABC Mouse. And so this summertime is a great time to explore interest. So whether your students were in fifth grade and did a biomes project and only got to do the desert and they really want to know about the tundra, or if they were in fourth grade doing the Ohio History Project, maybe some interest there, a great time to read a biography about one of my favorite Ohioans, John Glenn, or maybe third grade with the animal research. So to go ahead and dive into those interests during the summertime, as well as personal interests. And I think Heather has some great ideas for going into personal interests.
Yeah, today I brought with me ideas for having a summer adventure. If your family is like mine, then you probably have a passion for being creative or being active outdoors. Early in the summer, I know we head to our library to start planning our summer projects and summer adventures. If you are a family of makers, there are just so many wonderful books and tutorials that can give you ideas for new projects or to help you make your own creative vision. I know one popular book in our school right now is Made by Me by Jane Bull, and it teaches you how to create some really fun things. And one very talented student made a fabulous felt cherry pie and brought it in to share with us. It was pretty awesome. Yeah, the kids were very excited after that. She really stimulated a lot of interest for crafting. If your family also loves exploring nature, you're going to love this new series of nature anthologies by the Dorling Kindersley Publishers. There is an anthology for just about everything. Aquatic life, outer space, plants, and animals. And they're pretty huge and just amazingly illustrated. The one that I'm going to start reading first is called Weird and Wonderful Nature. And these anthologies are just a blast to explore. They can help you just pinpoint what you're going to be looking for in nature if you're out taking hikes or if you're traveling to a certain part of the world. They're really a treat. And last but not least, if your family is thinking about a summer adventure and travel, there are some amazing travel books that are for the whole family to enjoy. I've been having a lot of fun looking at two new travel books. One is called 50 Adventures in 50 States. And there's also National Parks of the USA, and both are by Kate Seiber. And we had trouble keeping these books on the shelves in the library. Kids were looking at them all year long, planning their adventures. These books are just giving me so many great ideas and also very beautifully illustrated. So fun for every age to enjoy.
And so, Heather, I bet like my students and Amy and Laura, they've been telling me all the places they're going to go this summer. And so what I've been saying to them, if you're going to the national parks, pick up those brochures, read them. So that really is part of our summer learning and the kind of things we want them to do and explore. So summer brochures, any of the signs as they go along, read those out loud to your parents. Make them stop and read those. Yeah. Amy, you had another idea that's more local with parks.
Yeah. So the Delaware County Preservation Parks, they have lots of programs. They even partner with the library for some of them. So there's the summer letterbox booklet that you can pick up at the library. Once you visit four of the parks and do those letterbox adventures, you can actually go get a prize. Participants can also trace or draw like the image that they find in the letterbox. And that's how they prove that they found it after following the clues. They also have geocaching for older kids if you have middle grades or middle schoolers. And if you stop at the Shale Hollow Park doing your letterbox adventure, make sure to check out their summer exhibit at the lodge. It's an exhibit all about different planets and how the environment is on each of those planets. And I think it sounds really cool. And I think a lot of our kids who geeked out over the solar eclipse and the auroras are really going to be excited to see that exhibit this summer.
So ladies, I know I am your fellow librarian, but I think you are awesome and school librarians are awesome. Thank you so much for sharing this information today. For listeners, please don't forget the What to Read Next podcast hosted by Olentangy School Librarians. You can find that if your students are in elementary school in your school's newsletter or on the Olentangy School's website. And we are wrapping up and hoping you found something you can add to your own family fun this summer, something that supports intentional learning year-round. Thank you for spending time with us, and goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Beth, Amy, Heather, and Laura, for pulling together such a great list of books and activities for our students and their families this summer. As Beth mentioned, we will be sharing resources and a link to their What to Read Next podcast on our district website. So until we say hello again next school year, have a great summer, Olentangy.